Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
You're listening to It's Working. Amen. How many believe it's working today? By William Murphy. Amen. Amen. We praise God for that beautiful song. It is working. Amen. Even when we don't know it, even when we can't see it, even sometimes when we don't even feel it, just know that it's working for your good. Hallelujah. The Bible says all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord and to them that are called according to his purpose. Amen. Well, once again, we welcome you to New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection where we are empowering souls for destiny. Amen. How many know we have a destiny to pursue? Amen. We're so thankful to have another opportunity to be in the land of the living, another opportunity to give God some praise, another opportunity to thank him, amen, for another day that he's kept us. Amen. I'm sure everyone had a beautiful Memorial Day on yesterday. Some was at the park and picnicking and barbecuing and all those good things that we do in the summertime to just honor and celebrate those that we've lost. But everyone isn't having a good time on a day like that. Some people are depressed. Some people are lonely. They're remembering the loved ones that they lost through some tragic accident or even natural death. You still feel the sting of it. Amen. But we thank God that we are chosen today, and I know we're chosen because God renewed his mercies upon us this morning. No good thing that we've done. Amen. But the Bible say his mercies are renewed every morning, and I bless the Lord. I thank him when he give me an opportunity to wake up clothed in my right mind. Amen. With all the activities of my limbs. Amen. No one had to put on my clothes today. No one had to open my eyes. God allowed them to open. Amen. And I'm thankful for that. Amen. We thankful for each and every one of you all today. Again, we greet you in the matchless name of Jesus. I'm your host, Evangelist Adrian Benoit. Amen. And we're just excited about what God is doing. For the past 2 weeks, we have been talking about healing for our issues. Amen. Uncle Williams, I had to cancel yesterday's show, but maybe you can tune on in today and help us out a little bit. I had some difficulties with the computer, so I just went ahead and canceled yesterday's show. I don't do that. Normally I'm on the line, even if I just read the 23rd Psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. This is a mandate that God has upon my life, and I try to honor it and be faithful and be on post whenever needed. Amen. But yesterday wasn't one of those days. But nevertheless, we're going to give God some praise today. This week, our destiny focus is talking about treasure the anointing, treasure the anointing. Amen, amen. And that's what we have to do. You know, the enemy is after our anointing. Amen. And we have to be careful, and we have to guard it with our lives. Amen. We thank God for Mother Charity being with us today also. We're going to ask Mother to open up with the word of prayer for us on today. And today we're having an open forum. Amen. So I won't be doing all the talking. We're going to allow you to come on in and see what the Lord is saying to you. We're talking about treasure this anointing. So Mother, God bless you today. We want you to open up with the word of prayer for us today, and we're going to get right on into what God is saying for us, each and every one of us on today, all of our listening audience. We thank God for you. Mother Charity.
God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, and we thank Mother. The Lord, amen, like you said, for another day. Praise the Lord that we're together again. Glory to God and God's people. It's always a pleasure, amen, to be a part, amen, glory to Jesus. So let us look unto the Lord today.
Hallelujah.
Gracious Father, Lord, in Jesus' precious and mighty name today, we just thank you, Lord, and we just praise you, my God, because thou art great, and thou art greatly to be praised, my Savior, in the mighty name of Jesus, my Savior. We are thankful, oh God, for thy tender mercies, oh God, today that you have shown to the children of men. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, hallelujah. Thou art good God, in the name of Jesus, my God, and we couldn't make it without thee, oh God. For thou art our strength, oh God, today. Without thee, we can do nothing, my God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, you know, oh God, the desires of our heart today. You know what we have need of, my Savior, hallelujah. We know that you're able, oh God, to supply every need according to thy riches in glory, my God, today. In the name of Jesus, that you will strengthen each and every one, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, my God, we know that you are prayer answering God today. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For covering us with your precious blood today. Hallelujah. We thank you, my God, how you have kept us through the storm,
yes,
my Savior. Hallelujah. And that you had mercy upon us, oh God, today. Oh, Lord, I thank you and I praise your holy name, my God. Oh, Jesus, your name is worthy of all praises, my Savior. Hallelujah. Oh, God, help us today, Lord. Jesus, you lead and you guide, oh, God, today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, and bless your people today. Hallelujah. Oh, encourage somebody's heart today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, Savior. Hallelujah. Help us to stretch out on your powerful word, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to our great God today. Hallelujah. Lord, you have your way. You have your way, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, glory to our great God today. Oh, bless the service today. Bless the service, Lord. In the name of Jesus, send your word, Lord. Send your word, my God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And help us to hide your word in our heart, my God, that we may not sin against you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, glory to our great God, my Savior. We can do nothing without you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, you lead us and guide us, my God. Oh, Jesus, according to thy perfect will, oh, God, today, my Savior, and we'll certainly praise you, my God.
Yes,
and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty and wonderful name today. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Mother. We appreciate that so very, very much. Amen, amen. We're going to get right on into our discussion today. And as I begin to look, you know, I was a little troubled in my spirit this weekend. Amen. And I was saying, Lord, hallelujah. You know, when you're trying to get something, sometimes you ask the listeners and the audience, you know, send us your emails, anything, any topics you want to see us discuss on the line, let us know and what have you. And so when you're wrestling in your spirit and you're asking the Lord, Lord, what would you have us to discuss? What would you have us to say to your people? You know, I always want to say something that would encourage, that would uplift, that would inspire.
Yes.
Amen. But sometimes, you know, God has sent us a warning. Hallelujah. Because he loves us. And he don't want to kill us. He don't
want
us destroyed. He want us to have life and have that more abundantly. So as I began to just wrestle in my spirit, I said, Lord, now what are you saying? And this morning I heard the Lord say, treasure this anointing. And I said, Lord, oh, now what are you, okay, I thought I was doing that. Amen. I thought, you know, I was being careful of what I was doing, of my surroundings and who I associate with it. You know, what comes out of my mouth. And, you know, those are things that help protect that anointing, treasure that anointing. And as I began to look at that, I said, treasure the anointing, treasure the anointing. So I began to think about treasure. And I'm going to let everybody get on this. I'm not going to take no whole lot of time. So as I began to think about treasure, when you think about that word treasure, you think about something that's very valuable. You think about something that you want to retain in a careful place. You know, the Bible, the dictionary says retain carefully, keep in store as in the mind. So you always are conscious of this thing. You're very conscious. When you keep something in your mind, it's you're always conscious of it. And then it says to regard or treat as precious. Amen. So if you keep it in your mind, it becomes precious to you. You cherish it. Amen. And that's what God wants us to do with his word. He wants us to treasure this word. He wants us to keep this word in our mind where it becomes precious. And we just don't take it lightly. You know, sometimes we learn scriptures, Uncle Williams, Ella Williams, verbatim, and we learn them and we memorize them and we memorize them, and then we begin to they become cliche. You know, it's just something to say, but you got to think about what you're saying. Words are powerful. Amen. And as I looked at that word anoint, we know in the Bible when they anointed, they anointed you with oil. They either smeared it or rubbed it or placed it upon you. And that meant that you were set aside. You were consecrated for a special task. Amen. God had a special calling on your life for you to do something, amen, that was going to impact lives. Not just your life, but it was going to impact lives, meaning plural. See, God is just not interested in individuals. He's interested in all of us as a unit, as a group, collectively. He wants all of his people to be blessed. So as I begin to look at that, and I'm just opening up, and then I'm going to open up the lines for you all. When I begin to look at that, treasure this anointing, my mind went to the story of Hezekiah. Hallelujah. And we just gonna open up and read these few passages for you. Amen. Out of 2 Kings. Glory to God. Out of 2 Kings, the 20th chapter. Amen. And it reads, we're gonna read all the way down to verse 13, because we're trying to show you something here. We're talking about treasuring this anointing. And we all know the story about Hezekiah, but we're going to read these few passages of scriptures, and then we're going to get around. Treasure this anointing. Treasure it. And it's read 2 Kings 20. It said, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord. This is Hezekiah. Now, after the prophet told him, the prophet Isaiah already had given him instructions and told him, the Lord said you're going to die. So set your house in order. And the Hezekiah said, he turned his face to the wall, and he said, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore, and it came to pass, afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle of the court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Glory to God. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up into the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days, look at God, glory to God. He said, I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. See, God wants us to protect this anointed. He's telling Hezekiah, I'm going to defend this city. I'm going to add to your years, 15 years, amen. And he said, but I'm going to defend this city for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. Oh, God always remember his people, but you have to treasure this anointing. And Isaiah said, we're going to get to where we're going, take a lump of figs. And they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. And Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, what shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me? You see, we always looking for a sign. Oh, God, I bless you today. Oh, Jesus. And that I shall go up into the house of the Lord the third day. And as Isaiah said, this sign shalt thou have of the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing that he has spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go back 10 degrees? And Hezekiah answered, it is a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. Hallelujah. But the Lord, 1 second. Where was I? Oh, I'm reading off this computer, y'all. This sign, well, here I was, right here. And Hezekiah answered, I'm sorry, y'all. It is a light thing for the shadow to go, for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. Nay, but let the shadow return backward 10 degrees. And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down in the dial of Ahaz. At that time, Berodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present unto Hezekiah, for he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick. You see how the enemy will come in and cause you to lose or leave your anointing unprotected? Now, he heard that Hezekiah had been sick, and Hezekiah hearkened unto him. So he came now. Uh-huh. He sent letters and a present unto Hezekiah, and Hezekiah hearkened unto them and showed them all the house of his precious things. So see, this was something that God wasn't pleased with, because Hezekiah was opening up himself, hallelujah, and the things that God had blessed him with, the things that was anointed in his home, wasn't for him to bring in anybody to show it. We're talking about treasuring this anointing. But Hezekiah brought him in and showed them all the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointments and all the house of his armor and all that was found in his treasures. There that word again, treasures. Amen. This was something that God didn't want Hezekiah to do, but he did it. He left himself unprotected. This anointing wasn't protected. So there was nothing in his house, nor in all his dominion, that Hezekiah showed them not. And listen, then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah and said unto him, what said these men? And from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah, being a man of God, he was not going to lie. And Hezekiah said, they are come from a far country, even from Babylon. See, people is coming in to spy out your liberty. Amen. They're coming to see how God has blessed you. They're coming to see what makes you tick. They're coming to see why you're so anointed, why everything God said to you come to pass, why everything that God order you to do, you do it. So they're there. They wanted to spy out Hezekiah's liberty. And so verse 15 said, and he said, what have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah answered, all the things that are in mine house, have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not shown them. People of God, you all read the rest of this story for your own edification. Amen. But I'm here to serve you notice today that whatever God has anointed you to do, treasure that anointing. Don't let everybody be privy to what God is doing in your life. Amen. When it comes time for him to let everybody see it, God will reveal it. But some things you have to treasure. Some things is between you and God. It's not the season for everything to be manifested. It's not the season for every secret to be revealed. It's not the season. Amen. For you to go before yourself. Now, God had already given him, blessed him and gave him 15 years. And then, guess what? Instead of you praising God for that, you listening to somebody sending you a letter wanting to see what's going on within your life. Please. If we begin to praise and worship God, amen, when he gives us a command, when he gives us instructions, when he tells us to do thus and thus, begin to praise God for it. Don't become so anxious. Amen. Don't forget about praising and magnifying God. And then we get so caught up, we get thrown off by these distractions. And that's what the enemy does. He wants to distract. Because he's trying to destroy the anointing, the call that God has upon our life. He don't want it to be manifested. He don't want it to come forth. Amen. Look at Jesus. Hallelujah. After he had been fasted, amen, and was hungry, the devil came and said, if you be the Son of God, hallelujah, call him, can make these stones bread. Amen. And then Jesus had to tell, man don't live. Man can't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. We're talking about treasure, this anointing. Hallelujah. And I had to tell the Lord, I said, Lord, what are you trying to tell us today, God? What are you trying to say to us? Amen. First thing, you got to watch what come out your mouth. Then you got to watch your environment. You got to watch who you associate with. You can't run with everybody.
Baloney.
And I don't know why I keep saying this, Mother Charity. Hallelujah. We have more callers on the line today. But you, to treasure this anointing, hallelujah. Sometimes you got to consecrate yourself. Sometimes you got to steal away. Sometimes you got to go down in sackcloth and ashes. Nobody but you. Sometimes you don't need no prayer partner. God don't want a prayer partner on some things. Some things God want to deal with you privately on. Amen. That's how you treasure this anointing. Amen. He might speak to you and might not speak to your husband or your wife. Hallelujah. But one thing about it, God is not a God of confusion. He's not a God of chaos. God, hallelujah, is a God of peace. He's a God of peace. And whatever he tell you, hallelujah, he will confirm it. Out of the mouth of two or three, every word is established. Treasure this anointing. Hey, people invite you places. Hallelujah, because guess what? They're trying to draw off your anointing. To walk in some of these churches, they're dead. You know, no more nobody praying. Nobody worshiping. Hallelujah, nobody calling on God. We sitting around gossiping, talking about today's news and what went on yesterday. Hallelujah. When you come into the sanctuary, you ought to have a praise on your lips. On your lips. Hallelujah. You ought to already be going with the right motive. I'm not going to see who looked like what and what did that. No. I could stay home men do that. But I'm going because God told me, fail not to assemble myself. I'm going to assemble myself around like-minded people. I'm going higher, no, no, most higher, because God told me to not to fail assemble myself. I'm going because guess what? The house of worship. God said my name is here. He said my presence is here. I dwell in this place, but it has to be anointed. Amen. It has to be something that I know I'm going to value. Ah, God, we're talking about treasure, your anointing. That's what God told me to tell you all today. You better treasure this anointing. Hallelujah. You better make it the most valuable thing in your life. Because your soul is at stake. Amen. And not you, Jesus. God say evil communication corrupt good manners. You can't be around evil folks. And no spirits don't chance. I've been trying to tell y'all. Spirits are transferable. And guess what? There are many spirits in the land. And they've gone out to deceive. Satan say, I'm going to and fro, seeking whom I may devour. You better treasure this anointing. You better hold on to it like it is. It is your life. It's the only life that you have. It's the only life, hallelujah, that you'll be able to tell God about. Treasure your anointing. Treasure this anointing. It is precious, people of God. It's precious. I had some more scriptures. Isaiah 61 and 1 says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Why is it upon me? Why is it upon the man of God? Because God has anointed him. Hallelujah. God has anointed Isaiah, just like he anointed Jesus. Jesus, I bless you today, God. I didn't want to go here today. This is open forum today, huh? Hallelujah. And I'm going to let y'all get right on in here. But Isaiah 61 and 1 said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Why? Because the Lord had anointed me. When God anoints you, you better treasure it. He has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to them that are bound. And if you turn, hey, no more shy. If you turn, hey, glory to God. To Luke, it says the same thing. The Spirit of the Lord God was upon Jesus. He anointed Jesus. Jesus was the anointed Messiah. He was anointed to come and preach. He was anointed to set the captives free. He was anointed to bind up the brokenhearted. He was anointed to proclaim liberty. He was anointed to open up the prison doors. And that's the same anointing that you have. Higher no Messiah. Because he said, after I go, I'm going to send you something back. What I'm going to send you, I'm going to send you a comforter. I'm going to send you some power. Hallelujah. Where you'll be able to treasure this anointing. Hey, glory to God. He said, whatever you bind on earth is going to be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth, it's going to be loosed in heaven. That's power right there, baby. And that's why you have to treasure. You have to treasure this anointing. Hallelujah. The enemy is after us, and he's trying to take our anointing. He's trying, you know, Messiah, once you lose the anointing, you don't have anywhere else to go. When I look at Saul, when he went to the witch, God, he had already went too far. But when he went to consult with the witch, the Lord said, that's it for you, Saul. I had already removed my anointing off you, but now, he said, this is it, baby. Won't be no more. I've already rendered the kingdom from you. And then you have nerve enough to insult me, Father. God said, you done went to consult with a witch. Y'all better watch these witches and these warlocks. Y'all better watch them. Amen. They're coming out at night. They say the prince come out at night. Well, the only thing is a freak is a demon. Amen. That's what they do. They come out. They come out when you least expect it, when you're most vulnerable, when you're at your weakest. And that's why you got to protect this anointing, because you can stir up the gift that is within you. You don't know, Messiah. Hallelujah. I'm done. I just want to open up with it. Hey, glory to God. I didn't even want to go there. But the Lord told me, tell them today to treasure this anointing. Tell them that a day is coming when they won't be able to feel me. A day is coming, hallelujah, when they won't be able to hear me. Hallelujah, but I'm going to send my vessels. I have some vessels in the earth, and those are the ones that I'm going to use to tell them about this anointing. Oh, I bless you today, God. Fire on the Messiah. Treasure this anointing. Be like Job. Say, though you slay me, Yahweh, yet will I serve you. You got to sell out to the Lord. You got to protect this anointing. We had that topic once before. Protect the anointing. Well, I'm telling you now today, treasure it. And when you treasure something, when you treasure something, it's special to you. Hallelujah. You ain't going to let no anybody and anything destroy it because it's special. You know what? We're not going to let nobody tamper with our children because it's special to us. What about this anointing? Is it special to you? Do you put any value on your anointing? Glory to God. I'm going to Uncle William and then to Mother Charity. This is open forum today. Hallelujah, because I know many of you on this line today. Hey, glory to God. I know people are getting attached to you. They're getting close to you because they want to draw on your anointing. The Bible say over in Isaiah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, I got to turn that, and I'm going to let it go for y'all. Isaiah 10 and 27, I believe. Y'all don't know Messiah. Thank you, Jesus. You told me today to tell them. Y'all don't know Messiah. Oh, somebody get that for me. Isaiah. Ooh, that's all right. I'll get it right here. Hey, glory to God. Ooh, I bless you today, God. I didn't ask you for this, Lord. You, ooh, hallelujah.
Isaiah 1:18, come and let
today.
Us reason together.
We're talking about treasuring this anointing. Hallelujah. Isaiah 10:27 says, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed. Why? Because of the anointing. The anointing, it don't break a yoke. I always hear folks saying, all the yokes are going to be broken. Well, if they're broken, they can come back on you. Oh, but when you destroy that yoke, God, you cutting it off. You giving it no life. You cut it off at the root. You don't know Messiah. And you don't have to worry about that yoke of bondage coming back up on you again. Glory to God. I feel like Isaiah right now. He's anointed us. You don't know Messiah. We have an anointing, people. Don't let nobody tamper with your anointing. Don't let nobody come in like a thief in the night and steal your anointing, violate you. Hey, glory to God. You have to protect this anointing. It's precious. It's precious. Just like the ointment, the oil that rains down the priest's feet. It flows from one to the other. Oh, but you got to treasure it. You can't take it for granted. Glory to God. Watch those people that you surround yourself around. Watch who import something into your life. Watch who lay hands on you. spirits are transferable. God told me to treasure this. He told me to tell you all today, treasure this anointing. Ah, Uncle Williams, your line is open. Hey, yeah, no more fire. We got about 11 callers on the line. Yeah, glory to God. About 10 callers on the line.
Wow,
God, I bless you. I'm going to open up y'all lines.
To you, yes.
You got any noise in the background?
No noise. Can you hear me?
Then I'm going after Uncle Williams. I'm going to Mother Charity. We're talking about treasuring this anointing.
Hallelujah.
Then I'm going to go to Brother Richard, amen, all the way out Ohio, and let him have some words to say. And then we're going to go right on down the line. Hallelujah. I see Minister Democrat. I see Sister T. I see Pastor Beatrice. I see Prophetess Darlene. I see Dawn on the line. Hey, you're the Messiah. Hallelujah. Uncle William.
Hallelujah. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hallelujah. Yeah, we could hear you.
All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you blessed me this morning. I really needed to hear that word, Sister Adrian. Praise the Lord. I mean, what God is doing in our lives as far as ministers and being leaders in the church, sometimes you could let things bother you, but you can't. You got to be strong. He said, strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And
come on.
Yes, he said, you know, you said things that touch your heart. And things that you thought you should do, but you didn't get to do it. See, there you got to protect that. You got, because that can touch your heart. Anything that can distract you, that touches your heart. You want to share a word, but you wasn't able to. God gave me this. In order to be a good leader, you have to be a good follower.
Come on now.
Just go to church and just worship the Lord. Don't be worried about those things that they let you do or don't let you do. And I had
Come
to learn
now.
That. Hallelujah. I had to learn that quickly because you have to protect the anointing.
Jesus, treasure it.
You have to treasure the anointing. You have to love the Lord and just be willing to be used by the Lord. Praise God. I remember the story of Isaac when Limichak wanted to, the king said, he told all the people not to touch that man and his wife.
Come on now.
And he said, and Limichak, it's right there in Genesis 26:11. And Limichak charged all his people, saying, he that touches this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. I see that.
Come on now.
The anointing that was upon his father, Abraham, was upon him.
All right.
So
yes.
It followed him. It followed Jacob. It followed Isaac. And anything that would harm that family, God's hands is upon us. It shows in our spirit that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts, and we know that the love of God is covering over us to protect what is God's. And
yes.
So I want to just that message was an awesome message. I know I would. Right when you said that, protecting the anointing, I went all over the Bible. I was like, that'll preach. Hallelujah. Because Sister Adrian, I've been attacked by wanting to, why did they leave me out here? Why didn't they have me on the program here? Forget that.
Come on now, you being real. See, that's how God help us, by being real. If you feel bad about it, voice it. But we'll let this stuff fester in our hearts.
Yes.
Just
go to church and enjoy God. If they want to use you, praise the Lord. If they don't, praise the Lord. Glory and the praise. Because
we bless the Lord for you, Ella Williams. God bless you. We're going to have you on some of our Mondays when you're available. Yesterday just was a crazy day, so we canceled our broadcast from yesterday. I had a lot of silly stuff going on with this computer, but we on target today, so God bless you.
We were able to enjoy yesterday, and it was a beautiful day. We barbecued, and so God bless you. Thank you for, you know, noticing that time off, but we enjoyed you today, Sister Adrian. Praise God for you. God bless you.
All right. I didn't even want to go there. The Lord just said open forum today. We got to talk about treasuring this anointing, but I meant to just open up and, you know, but hey, God, I got to learn some restraints. Amen. But nevertheless, it was awesome.
Oh,
we still
amen.
Right
amen.
Here on the line. Amen. God. Brother Richard, all the way out of Ohio, God bless you. He's a first-time listener, I believe, and we're just so happy he's been on the line from the beginning. So we want you to come on in here and let us hear what the Lord is speaking to your heart, talking about treasuring the anointing.
Well, first of all, we know that John 17:17 says, sanctify them by thy truth, Lord. Thy word is truth. And we know that when we bless is to consecrate and make pure and holy for holy use, and sanctify is to make pure for holy use as well. You spoke about God's mercy being renewed every morning, and you said you love the 23rd Psalm. And the 23rd Psalm also speaks of us being anointed with oil and our cup running over. And it also talks about, just like his mercy is renewed every morning, he restoreth our soul every morning. Because just as those sheep lie down in the green pasture and beside the still water, he restores their soul. He restores our soul
every
day.
Oh, we're
going
to have to invite you back to speak. Ah, glory.
Well,
hallelujah.
So we move right along from that to where God says, come and let us reason together. And though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them like snow. And then you're looking at Psalm 22:24. He says, for he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him, but when he cried unto him, he heard. So anybody getting taught by the churches today that God don't listen to a sinner, they ain't going to even expect to even ask him nothing. And he's telling you right here, I ain't despised you. I ain't rejected you. If you called unto me, I've heard you. So we move on from there and we say, repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of thine heart might be forgiven thee. See now, Hezekiah, his problem was this. He had already showed God that he didn't trust him earlier in the situation. He had cut the gold from off the temple doors to pay the king over in another country. he paid the other king to protect him. And the king of Assyria come up and said, hey now, boy, you're going to trust in your gold, are you? You're going to trust in other men? You're going to trust in your own God? Don't let him tell you that your God's going to protect you, because ain't nothing protecting anybody from me. I've overcome all.
All right, come on now.
So now we got old Hezekiah. He's done got God kind of upset, and God's telling him, you got to get your stuff in order because you're going to die.
That's
when old Hezekiah weeps, and when God said, just like we just heard, repent therefore of this thy wickedness and pray God if perhaps of thy thought. See, remember old David, he was crying about that baby until it died, and then he got up off his knees and put his clothes back on. And he said,
we're
going
to have to invite you back to preach, Ella Richard. Hallelujah, because you're preaching right now.
So what we got now, though, is Hezekiah crying out to God, and God having his mercy that's ever enduring, forever enduring. And he's saying, you cried because you wanted me to think about you, and I do, because he's looking on that afflicted. And then Hezekiah says, well, is he really going to do it for me?
be the thing. And so the God takes the sun and moves it backwards 10 degrees. So now Hezekiah is getting all big
on,
for
now.
His britches. He's getting all big for his britches because God's done give him 15 more years, moved the sun backwards for him and all.
Come on,
but
now.
Then God, he loves to try the hearts. He tries the hearts. So he does said, okay, now let me see how big this old boy is now that I've done backed him up and showed him how I am. And so Hezekiah,
Richard,
said, I'm going to send those old boys over there to see old
we
Hezekiah.
We got another preacher on the line.
And Hezekiah said, you know what, old boy? Good, powerful God. But you know what? Here's what he gave me because I'm so good.
I love it. I love it.
He took him in there and he showed him everything out of bragging. That's why he got his butt in a ringer, because he got in there bragging. Mm. So it ain't got nothing to do about protecting no anointing.
Yeah, showing out,
way.
Boasting.
So what he does have is an anointing, which is the word of God. God anoints us with his oil, which is his word, which is his knowledge. And so, as you said, Jesus was anointed with the Spirit, which is God.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one Spirit, and he's the word. And when you're anointed with the Spirit, you're anointed with the word. So that's why I can say, Proverbs 3, it's better than rubies, better than gold, better than silver, higher, better than all things. Because guess what? It's going to give you a heart full of joy. And when you get that joy down there where he lives, that's what he looks and calls his praise. And he exists in our praise.
Amen.
And so when God is existing in our praises, it's kind of like we're a perpetual joy machine. The oil is his word.
All right.
The joy.
Woo.
And it goes into our heart and gives him his praise. And then he says, I'm going to reward him. And then we get
Come
more
on,
joy.
Now.
and it just keeps on feeding in and out. You get me? And the
all
word
right,
is what
all
it's all
right.
about. But here's the thing. Most people don't ever listen. They didn't realize that God had to command us to love him. Why did
Come
he
on.
Do that? So
mm-hmm.
why does God have to command us? When I look at a sunrise, when I look at a beautiful person, when I see anything of beauty or even things that are not pretty as far as man is concerned, because Jesus had no form nor comeliness that we should desire.
Oh, you
preach beauty in him.
Richard, we're going to have to invite you back, honey. You're preaching
well,
now. You got a whole message here, okay? We got open
That's right,
form,
but it's
so.
All about the anointing being the word.
Yeah.
And it's the oil of the word. And if you want to be filled with the Spirit, just like you said, John 14:12, when after me, I'm going to be gone back to Father. They're going to be coming greater than me. And they're going to do greater things than me. And that goes right to Romans 8:29, where it says, and we did, and those that he did foreknow, he did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And therefore,
now,
with John 1:14,
I'm calling you William.
Richard, call me Richard.
We
Richard
about,
the Christ. Christ means anointed. Anointed.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And
all
I
right,
am anointed.
All right.
And I'm
Amen.
Just trying to give you all a little insight today, because God got me to get on this line and tell you all about it, didn't he?
All
Amen.
Right. And guess what? We appreciate you coming on the line. We appreciate
Well, if you do
your
and you're
insight.
Sincere, then you'll get me back, won't you?
Oh, yes. We're going to have you back to speak. So I'll call you after the show. You can come on this week and you can have a time to really minister to us. I feel the anointing. I feel the anointing. Amen. So we bless the Lord for you. So I'll be talking with you.
And can I say one more thing, please? Just one
more
thing.
Yeah, you can say one more
and
thing.
And that is that we have the pearl. That's the pearl that we protect. And that pearl is the special things that maybe God has a butterfly land on your nose. That's a special thing. And if you tell somebody, God let a butterfly land on my nose today, they're going to shred it up and going to stomp it under their feet. But if they start crushing around on the jewel, which is God's word, they're going to cut their feet up. So let's have those swine
my
have
God.
All the diamonds and jewels of God they can have.
Mm.
I love you.
Bless your name, Jesus. Woo, God is filling us up today.
That's Matthew
23:39.
You won't see me again until you say, blessed is the man who comes in the name of the Lord.
All right. Well, I will say that to you today. Blessed is the man.
Well, I don't care, but I'm just having a good old time because I got the joy in my heart. And it's down there to say
right.
where he's at, John 14:23. You got to hang up on me now. Get on off the road now. Don't tell me you're going to leave and you leave me to talk. I'm going to talk.
All right. Well, I'm a go on to Mother Charity, but we go.
I know
we
you are.
God
for bless
you. We
you,
certainly
you
going
what?
To call
just
you.
Like you kept saying, the Lord anointed me to say it today and just now, and I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to be looking for your call. I'm going to be looking for your call. Because I'm going to go
right,
with Malachi 3:17. All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Hallelujah.
Lord, God will send a word. Okay? He said, out of the mouth of two or three, every word is established. I thank God for Richard today. We're going to have him back, but we're going to Mother Charity, then Minister Democrat, then Pastor Martin. Amen. I tell you. Ah, glory. Mother. All right. We enjoy. You know, God wants us to enjoy him. You don't want us to be tensed and so anxious. You know, that was a word. And we're going to have Richard back on this show. I tell you, I enjoyed it. Amen. Mother Charity, God bless you.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen,
I thank the Lord,
Mother.
Amen, for this topic. Amen. Treasured anointing. Treasured anointing. Praise the Lord. Amen. And it is a treasure. Glory to God. I mean it. The Lord is something that's priceless. Treasured anointing. Something that's priceless. You don't want to lose it. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just thank God. It takes the anointing to connect with God. Thank you,
Jesus.
You cannot connect with God without the anointing.
Exactly.
The Lord. I thank the Lord, amen, for his words of life today. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and I thank the Lord for all that's been said before me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But David, he said, Lord, whatever you do, he said, don't take thy Holy
don't
Spirit
take your
from
Holy
me.
Spirit.
That is the anointing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to God, great God. But anyway, you all pray for me in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God, I'm going to yield to somebody else.
Amen, amen. Minister Democrat, then Pastor Martin, then Prophetess Darlene. Then we see Sister T, you done dropped to the bottom, Sister T. And then we see our precious sister Amy on the line. Amen. We're going to go to her also. Amen. And see if anyone need any prayer on the line. Amen. Minister Democrat, God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Praise him. Can y'all hear me?
Praise
him. Oh, yeah.
Him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Again, the anointing, the Bible says, because of the anointing. Amen. The yoke is destroyed. I thank you, praise God. Amen. For the anointing. Amen. The anointing is something, amen, that's poured on us, that's put on us, God in the flesh. Amen. 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 I remember back in the day when the pastors used to anoint us, they would pour, amen, the anointing, amen, of God on us, amen, of God. But now, amen, we got these hairstyles and these clothes, so a lot of us can't let the Spirit of God have his way because of how we dressed and whatnot. But when the anointing gets poured on us,
come on,
amen,
now.
Amen, amen. In other words, amen of God, I realize that it's not me. Amen of God. The anointing allows you to do stuff that you can't do on your own. You know, sometimes we confuse the anointing with ourselves, amen of God, and Satan got kicked out of heaven because he forgot that he was just a reflection. Amen,
come
amen,
on,
amen.
Now.
We must remember
right,
that it's the anointing.
On the line.
Hallelujah. So we thank God for that. Remember the anointing. Amen, amen. It's not me. Like when you out there, amen, get that sunblock on you. Amen. That's that sunblock protecting you. You ain't protecting yourself. Amen,
come
amen.
On.
So let the anointing protect you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Treasure
God bless you.
It, treasure it.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen, amen. Woo. Glory
amen.
To God. Y'all preaching here today.
Moving
Jesus.
Right along.
Glory. Amen. Pastor Beatrice, God bless you.
God bless you. That was an awesome word, Evangelist Aiken Bernard. God bless everyone on the line. You know,
bless
when you're talking about the anointing, my heart just began to race because the anointing is the hidden treasure that's inside of us. That's why Jesus was saying the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the good news. He has sent me to set the captive free. And the same thing he has sent the body himself is passed on. Because he went into the great that is in, than he that is in the world. And the anointing is simply the Holy Spirit. It destroys the yoke. That's what it did in all of our lives. When I came in with the anointing, that destroyed the yoke. And we got the special anointing over our life, as you were saying. We can't allow just anybody to pour into our spirit. Amen? We have to protect the anointing. Because, you know, people can pour into your spirit and contain you. Some people even want
now,
to
that's
use
more like it.
And don't want to have nothing to do with
that's
you.
That's protecting the anointing. Don't let it get diluted.
Anointing, and they didn't even want to have nothing to do with him. All they wanted
don't
was
let it be.
Miracles and his gifts and what he had. But they didn't want to possess the anointing on the inside of him. So when you were talking about this, how, you know, how it brings, when you were saying how the anointing that we have to protect this treasure. You know, people want to use your anointing. People will abuse your anointing. People will smother your anointing. People will
use
your anointing back of the church. But it ain't about what people will do. It's what God will do. Because God will
do. What God will do.
And I called you. He said, even before the foundation, I ordained you. I anointed you. I set you apart. So when the speaker was talking about some of us go through different things in life where people mistreat the anointing. We have to protect the anointing on our life. Sometimes God will send a word and we get so big-headed to bring us right back down to earth. Amen? And some people are jealous of your anointing.
Yeah.
Destroy, like you said. The devil's coming. He wants to come after our anointing to destroy the anointing. And he comes when we're weak, like you said. When we're weak.
He'll kill us.
We have to pray because when we're weak, God said he's strong. So I just praise God for that word because my spirit rejects everything. The anointing in me don't receive everything. The anointing in me says, stop, stop, stop. That's enough. You know, don't draw from that. Don't let that person can't pray from you. The anointing discerns. It gives you a spirit of
discernment.
And you have to protect that anointing because you paid the price for your anointing. And it didn't come cheap. Come on. It came with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So I just thank and praise you for that word that's on time. We have to be careful what we hear. We have to be careful on letting people lay hands and pray on us.
Spirits.
You have to pull back and pray. I'm saying the same thing to my daughter. You just confirmed. It's time to pull back. It's time to pray. Come on. We can't let people deposit in our ear and in our spirit and not getting up
that's
from
right.
God ourselves. God wants to speak to us too. It's all right to hear from people, but are you hearing from God as well?
Are you hearing from God?
Are you about, yes. And the thing about the anointing, there are many levels of anointing. He will pour into us as much as we are open and as much as we want him to pour into us. God anointed our head with oil. I just truly thank and I praise you for this awesome word. You said God will protect his anointed. I thank you for that because a lot of things I went through, God has protected me. You said God will protect his anointing, and you said we are treasures. We are his anointing. We are to make sure that we keep ourselves protected. We are to
ourselves
and pray. I was just writing little notes that you were speaking that blessed my spirit. You said that we are blessed. Amen. You said we got to praise God. You said, God, we all have callings on our lives, and we have to be careful of who we allow to pour into our spirit. That's just the bottom line, you know. God, he sends people into our lives to pour into our lives, but is this people anointed? Hey, it's something to preach somebody to heaven and you go to hell. And it's
all right.
So carry the anointing to know that God has called you and you're not walking in your calling. You know, I've been through so much in life, but God has truly protected me. I've been through things with
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I've been through some painful and hurtful things. But it was the
anointing
that picked me up and caused me to keep on going.
Because the anointing
told me this race is given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but to he that endures until the end. People can be mean and cruel. Some people that even carry their
glory.
Come on. They can be harsh, mean, cruel, judgmental. Talk about this. But I thank God for being in my ear, for speaking to me, for encouraging me, for lifting the pain and everything that I've been through in life. I thank God that you said get away and pray. I went away and prayed, and God restored me from the wounds and the hurtful things that people have done to me. I thank God for the anointing. One
Glory.
That keeps me going. That comforts me. That leads me. That guides
you, Lord.
That corrects me. That controls me. That order my steps. Hallelujah. I thank you for the
glory to God.
That is inside of me. And I thank you for your word. Your word today was confirmation, was fresh oil.
All right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word.
Treasure. Amen. Well, God bless you, Pastor B. Hallelujah. We praying for you.
Amen.
One
more thing. You said watch our environment. You said to watch our environment, to consecrate ourselves. You said to steal away. Come on.
Hey.
You said to body. You said God is not the God of chaos and confusion. I mean,
he's not.
You just touched every area, and I just thank you for it. I appreciate you. I love you and thank you.
All right. Well, God bless you. We love you, praying for you.
Amen.
We're going to go to Sister Dawn. Amen. See if she's able to say anything. God bless you, Dawn. All right. Okay, we're going to go to Sister T. God bless you, Sister T.
God bless you.
I heard you brought the word yesterday. Is that so? Well, not yesterday. What was that, Sunday?
Sunday, yes.
All right, now, Sister T, preaching, evangelizing, all right. Amen. That word is in you. All you got to do is open up your mouth. Got to give you what to say in that hour.
I just thank and praise God, evangelist. I'm first giving honor to God, who truly is the head of my life. It's so amazing that you are even speaking on Isaiah 61, because on the last days, the Lord has been dealing me in regards to Isaiah 61 for a long time, because I know that has anointed me to do, and it was just ironic. It was like right before I got ready to call in today, I received a phone call from somebody who claimed they were in so much distress, right?
Wow.
And I said, you know, the Lord wants me to be on the line today. I cannot be distracted by the things that really ain't God. So the person went on by saying that what you got going on is not important than the word of God. So I immediately had to get off the phone with them. I just wanted to say that because the enemy did not want me to hear this message. He tried to distract me. So and I'm just, thank God, I heeded to the warning of God and pulled the car over and jumped on the line. I thank and praise God because I know it was him who sent you to speak on Isaiah 61 today. I know it was him. On Sunday, I've spoken before in front of people, but I noticed that God, he didn't have me use any notes or anything. You know,
come on now, that's when you know you called. Hey, glory!
I didn't have not one note, evangelist. Pastor
B
had
it was studying. In your belly.
She had a studying on Luke 11. The Lord's Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
How ironic. You know, it's the Lord's Prayer. And God gave me what to say and how to say it. And it wasn't none of my doing. So
out of your
I know
belly.
That since God has this awesome calling and this anointing on my life, there has been a lot of distractions. You know,
all
in the midst of everything that's happening, I can't put nothing before God. Nothing can come before him. My commitment to this ministry, I have to do what I'm mandated to do. I have to do what I'm mandated to do in regards to the ministry I'm involved with, Restoration for Life to Pastor B's ministry. It's all about Jesus. It's truly all about Jesus. So I've noticed this God has anointed me. All these distractions and people and places and things, and when you have consecrated yourself and you are seeking God, that God will speak to you and tell you things about people and places and things. And I'm trying to learn how to be able to speak when God tells me to speak, because a lot of times I want to hold it because I don't want to hurt a person's feelings or whatever it is. But I hear God saying, when I ask you to release something, you must do it. So I just thank and honor God. You just gave me confirmation that I'm have to go in deeper with Isaiah 61, because I know there's, you know, many were called and few are chosen. I know that I was chosen by God from my mom's, you know, from her belly, you know, before the foundations of the earth. So I cannot be distracted in this season. And I just thank you for all the words of wisdom that came through on this line, how God just was confirming some things that he had already spoke to me about even before you came on this line and mentioned that was what you was going to be teaching on. So continue to pray my strength in the Lord that I don't be distracted in this season. I don't want to have God take his hand off of me, because I know the anointing is on my life. You know, I live and breathe God everywhere I go. You know, I want to just stop somebody and tell them about the Lord. I know that's my job to do, and I know how I am his vessel, and he's using me. So vessel has to be clean. So I'm keeping my vessel clean, and I'm doing what God mandated me to do. You know, sometimes people don't understand me because I love God so much, and I praise him so much, and I don't really care if other people aren't doing it. I have to do what God told me to do. And right now he desires me to be more deeper in his word, to have more time, and that was more like what the message was. He said, have you forgotten your first love? And I can't forget who my first love is. So continue to pray my strength in the Lord, that I be the daughter that he has called and anointed to preach the gospel. Pray my strength in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, there you go.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Oh, you worthy, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Even now, God is pouring some anointing on somebody. Hallelujah. Let him have his way. Hallelujah. Even now, God. Even now, Lord. Anointing, God. Hallelujah. Even now, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. When we let the anointing have its way, we, amen. The Bible says, let me decrease, and let him increase. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Let him have his way.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister T. Yeah, you know the most.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You know the Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. I'm so happy for Sister T. Hallelujah. I thank God that he's blessing her, and he's blessing her to find herself in this word. I tell you, I look at the stats today, 71,772 listeners, and you all have probably hear me say this often, Sister T, have been with me since the inception of this radio broadcast, and I tell you, she's always been faithful. Sometimes she ain't able to be on all the time here, but she always come back. So, you know, when I look at all of the listeners, but then when I look at all of the messages that's going to testify against everyone that's on this line. See, as we call on this line, amen, every time we call on this line and a word go forth, it's being recorded. It's being recorded, not just on Blog Talk Radio, but it's being recorded in heaven. Because when we fail to do what God, when we fail to treasure this anointing, it's going to testify against us. Glory to God. It's going to be a witness against us. And God going to go back to May 27th, and he going to say, didn't my servant tell you that I said to treasure your anointing, and you did not do it? You know, David said, when I looked and I saw the prosperity, and that's what's causing us to fall, prosperity. When I looked and saw the prosperity of the wicked, he didn't say the prosperity of whom God blessed Mother Charity. He said, when I looked and saw the prosperity of the wicked, not the blessed, not the chosen one, he said, my foot almost slipped. See, you can't put your eyes on these folks that got things going on, and you get despondent and you get discouraged because you don't have this and you. But guess what? Little that a righteous man have. Ah, glory to God. Moses said, I'd rather suffer the affliction with the people of God. Amen. I'd rather go through and sleep in a boxcar with peace in my spirit than to enjoy all of this stuff for a season. Because guess what? There's an end to all of this stuff and things. There's an end to it. Oh, but the word of God, hallelujah, it's everlasting. This word is what causes us to have peace. This word is what causes us to have joy. This word is what causes us to come alive and to stay rooted and to stay grounded. We got to get in this word. We got to get in this word. We got to trust it. We got to eat it. We got to sleep it. We got to walk. Hallelujah. It's the life that we breathe. Ooh, glory to God. Open forum today. Treasure this anointed. I'm going to Leslie. God bless you, sweetheart.
God bless you. How are you?
Glory to God. Jesus.
I'm excited. I'm in class. This is our last week as finals. And God told me to call. I'm very obedient to him. I don't count it a coincidence. As I called in, you introduced Evangelist T. And I was present there on Sunday, and it was blessed to hear the word and to hear it in a realistic way. It wasn't given to where I'm mightier than thou. Here's the word. Given to us as, hey, the situation you're facing, I face. This is what I overcame. This is what took place, and this is the result of it. And it was easy to receive. It was easy. The word of God was just easy. It was light. The spirit really was thick this Sunday because before she even went up, when I came to church, she was already participating in the worship service. It was already his presence was already there when we walked in, and that was important. And it's important to make sure the presence of God is there before you give a word. And that his presence was truly there. The anointing, I told her, and I'll say it here, I said, I really see the anointing that has flowed Bernard and my mother over your life. It just pours down. It runs down.
Yeah,
and the more she submits to hearing the word from this line, the more she is submitted to hearing the word from her pastor, it just shows outwardly the glow. I met her during the press time, so I saw the testimony she gave. I was present doing that. The result of it. I'm now to see the result. You can't tell me it's not a God. You cannot tell me there is no God by looking at Evangelist's life and just how he has her in this Psalms 91 secret place. She stayed there. She's committed. And it just gives me hope to stay where I'm at, to commit to God. And the message has truly been, put him first, obedience, repentance. holiness, sanctification, discipleship, and salvation. It's the same message that's being presented, and it's the only message that will stand, and it's the only message that caused change. And I'm grateful to be plugged in to your ministry. I'm grateful to be plugged in to my mother. And it's just an hour to listen to God's voice. It's the hour to listen to what he's saying. It's the hour to not be distracted. And I'm grateful.
Yes.
I'm glad I called in when I did. I missed the word, but what God has for me is for me. And I received exactly what God has for me. And I'm grateful, and I love you all. I'm looking forward to coming down to the South this year. We've already planned
all
it.
Right. We're looking forward to it.
And it's going
to
be a mighty move of God. And I love you all. And I'm pre-planning, right? For me, I'm in finals. You know, I want to finish strong in my studies, in the theological studies. A lot of flesh stripping situations because I was raised Baptist. But now, you know, God is calling me to holiness, and I'm just going to accept the call.
Hey, that's the calling. That's the calling. All right. Well, God bless you, Sister Leslie. Amen. We're going to go to Sister Amy. Amen. This was open forum, so we're talking about treasuring the anointing. God bless you, sweetheart.
Hi. Just keep me in your prayers. I've been through a lot this week. I lost another friend this week, and I'm just trying to stay positive and trying to stay focused. Just like a lot of people around me are dying, and I'm having a really rough time this week, and I'm just trying to do what I can to maintain and trying to just stay together.
Hallelujah, Jesus, bless my God. Hallelujah.
Now that I keep asking myself, why do people keep treating me dirty and, you know, keep doing me dirty and they just keep doing me wrong? And I come to the conclusion, the reason why they keep doing me dirty, I guess I'm just too clean to handle.
Lord have mercy. Woo, Jesus.
We've been talking
about treasuring your anointing. You have anointing on your life, sweetheart. And when you have an anointing on your life, many times, amen, it seems like the enemy is doing a this, that, and the other. But sometimes God wants us to conform. Sometimes it's something in us that God is trying to work out of us where we can conform to his will, amen, and we can lean and depend on him. See, sometimes we're looking to people to sanction us and to validate us. But we can't look to them, Amy. We can't look to them.
Amen.
We have to look to God. Okay? So I'm going to ask one of the men of God, Ella Williams, our minister, Democrat, to minister to this young woman today, and I know I've talked with her. She said another friend of hers committed suicide, a friend, daughter committed suicide. So she's seen three suicides in the matter of 2 weeks. Lord have mercy. So that's a lot. That's a lot, especially when it's close to you and it's friends. Right. Amen. So we're going to ask either Minister Democrat or Ella Williams, if they would minister to this young woman right now in the name of Jesus. Either.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, so you first minister.
Amen, amen, amen. I was just covering her, amen to God. That sounds like a spirit, amen, that's been assigned to that particular residence, that city. The Bible said we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. So a principality has been assigned to her city, amen, to her her neighborhood and whatnot. So, amen. I don't know whether that demon is a captain or a lieutenant. I don't know yet that spirit, but we want to focus on that spirit as we cover this woman of God, because that
clarity,
amen, and God has been assigned, amen, to God, to that area where she's at. So, amen, to
yes,
God, we
Lord.
Have to cancel that assignment, amen, to God. So, amen, amen, as elder begin to pray, amen, to God, I'm going to just back the man of God up in prayer and whatnot as we begin to pray and whatnot, amen,
thank
that we're going to cancel that assignment on that principality, because it keeps happening in a specific area. Amen. Where she's at. So, amen. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. These demons have, amen, again, titles like captains and lieutenants. So, it's been assigned to that area. So, we're going to have to run that out of there. Amen. Amen. So, I'm going to fall back. Amen. I'm going to back up the man of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, young lady, I just want to just let amen. you lift up God and lift up the name of Jesus in your heart.
Yes,
just, as God comforts you.
Yes, God.
In the scripture, if you have a Bible, you can go ahead and turn to Philippians 4, and that's verse 8. We just want to spiritually, when someone's bleeding, we're like, I believe we had a message the other week about when there's a cut on the body. I think Minister preached that. And when there's a cut, the body heals itself by blood cells going to that wound. Well,
yes,
we want to cover that with the word and prayer, because James said that if any of sick or any of them are at hurting or anything, let them go to the elders and pray. And
yes, God.
Prayer of faith will heal the sick.
Yes. Thank you.
In Philippians 4, this is what is the duty of the Christian believer. And you believe in the Lord. Well, you have to rely on the Lord, knowing that there's an answer for everything. You just have to apply the scripture to it. Now, he says in verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true and whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, and whatsoever things are good report.
Think on these things.
Whatever things are virtue, if there's any praise, think on these things. Now, Minister was saying there is a spirit. There's a spirit in that area. And it's like an Egyptian spirit. But see, there was another city that were the people that were in it were protected. And that city is called Goshen. If you read the book of Exodus, you know there's a city that the people of God were protected. That's Goshen.
Thank you, Lord.
So I'm praying in your life that we're built on better promises now. We're in the body of Christ, the kingdom of God, and you rely on the Lord. You just think on the things that are that he's telling you to do. You'll be protected. You have the blood of Christ. You have
cloud
of goodness. You have the Holy Spirit. You have Jesus Christ, his blood. You have the promise, all the promises of God that are yea and amen.
Yes, Lord.
In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus, that you just rely on that and just know that God has a plan for you. Yes, you got it. Like Sister Adrian said, God has called you. You're called, and you
mm-hmm.
have a call in your life. There is a reason why you called in today, because all the ones who are listening on this line are anointed. They are.
Hey,
they have that. They have the gift of the anointing. They have the gift of the power. They have the spirit. And we're going to just pray right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah.
In this area
where
trying to attack ministries, trying to
attack
Christians, trying to attack our beliefs, trying
Jesus.
To attack this message right now that the spirit
yes,
gave
God.
To Sister
Thank
Adrian
you,
this
Lord
morning,
Jesus.
Trying to attack it and trying to water it down. But God is raising it up. God is raising his word up, raising up the name of Jesus. He said, if I be lifted
Hallelujah,
up, I'll be
God,
and unto me.
Now,
and he lifted
Thank
up the name
God.
Of Jesus. He lifted up
oh,
Jesus.
we bless you.
We died on the cross.
Jesus, even now, God. Hallelujah.
Every disease, every sickness, every problem. And he did it. He healed our diseases. Hallelujah. So bless the Lord. Believe upon it. Trust the word. And think on these things. Those things are true.
Hallelujah.
Those things that are in the name of Jesus, and I know God will, he will heal and bless and raise. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, glory to God.
Hallelujah. We bless you to take us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We curse you from the roof right now, God. Hallelujah. We send it back to dry and inhabited place in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, cover, God. Lift us, Spirit, in the name of Jesus.
Even now, God.
Your blood cover, God. In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Oh, yeah, we need everybody praying right now for this one.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, God. We bless you right
now.
Cover her right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Put a hand to power, God. Hallelujah. Touch her mind. In the name of Jesus. We know the enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy.
Hallelujah.
We come against every seducing spirit. We come against every evil thought. Hallelujah. All thoughts think that she's not good enough. Those thoughts, hallelujah, where people are putting it out, we come against it in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
These are seducing spirits. Hallelujah. Yeah, you're right, darling. Strongholds. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We come against them in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bind you, Satan, right now in the name of Jesus. Bind every evil word you have spoken. We bind, hallelujah, the spirit of low self-esteem right now. Confidence, we bind it in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You have no authority, you have no power. Hallelujah. We bind it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We send it back. Hallelujah. We curse it from the roots in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You will be happy. You will be joyful.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let her rise up, God, and give you glory and give you praise. God, let her come out from among them and be you separate, said the Lord. Hallelujah. You God has a calling on your life. There. You got to come out. There, you're no more shy. You
got
to come out. You're no more fear. Sometimes God allows things to go on around us. Hallelujah. Because we have hardened our hearts and we won't come out. But the Lord is saying today, come out. Come out. Come out. You're no more shy. Come out. We got to come out. We got to rise up and be what God is calling us to be. Amen. Amen. When God has a calling on your life, hallelujah, you'll never understand. But things will keep occurring. Till we make up our mind that we going to turn it loose. Hallelujah. We going to give it up and we going to let go. Hallelujah. You covered by the blood. Don't let no demon whisper in your ear. Hallelujah. Those are demonic demons. They demonic spirits. Amen. They come to lead your way. Hallelujah. And take you captive. We say it on the day. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Amen. When you got a calling on your life. Keep hearing the Lord saying a calling. You got to come out. Amen. Amen. These things are just not happening for naught. Hallelujah.
It's not in your region. It's in the land.
The spirit of suicide is in the land. The spirit of murder is in the land. Young man went on the campus of Santa Barbara and killed all of those people. seducing spirits. Amen. No, no more. A spirit's many. Hallelujah.
That's right.
And they've been loosed in the land. Amen. Mm. Glory. But you don't have to let them, hallelujah, take you captive. You got an opportunity to be free, girl. Amen. No, no more. Shaya. And when you come out, you experience that freedom. Walk in it. Walk in it. Don't go back and get entangled. Hey, you know
that's
no,
right.
Shy,
that's
yeah.
right.
We can't get back entangled. And that's what the devil wants. He wants to snare us. You know, no more shy. Yeah. He's got a trap already set for us. But God said he made a way for us to escape. Hey, you know, more shy. Yeah. He's made a way for us to escape.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we bless you today. You know, no more shy. Yeah. We bless you today.
I'd also like you to go ahead and read verse 9. Look at verse 9, Philippians 4, 9.
Ah, Jesus.
Those things which ye have learned and received, you learned them and you received them and you heard them. You did three things. You learned them, you received them, and you heard them.
I like
and
that.
And you seen in me, is due, and the peace of God shall be with you.
Ah, glory to God.
So it's not just not just you hearing all those. You're hearing it. You're going to church. You're praying, and you do them. Keep on reading. Keep on trusting God. And you'll find out that this peace of God will be in you.
Ah, Jesus.
See, the devil wants to rob your peace. Kill, steal, and destroy. But God,
yes,
he can give you life more abundantly. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you today, God.
Amen.
But we thank you, hallelujah, we thank you. We want you all to continue to pray for Pastor Blake's and his father-daughter talk conference. And time winding now. This is the last week in May. We're going into the month of June. Amen. And we still haven't accomplished everything that we set to do. Amen. But continue to pray. Continue to pray. Amen. Remember to keep us on your calendar for the Citywide Crusade here in New Orleans, September the 4th through the 6th. We're working diligently trying to get our material together, so we're looking forward to a beautiful time here in the Lord. We're looking for souls to come into the kingdom. Amen. The Bible says the harvest is ripe, but the laborers is few. Amen. So we're looking for God to really bless in this meeting, so keep us in your prayers. Amen. Remember those that you don't see on the line, Sister Cam and Sister Patrice, it's Albertine, and all of those that come on the line. I saw Prophetess Darlene on earlier. She dropped off. So anyway, remember those. Continue to pray for Mother Charity and Mother Cannon. Amen. Even Minister Aaron Singleton and Verona, pray for them. They're going to be coming down from Michigan. So we're looking for a great, great time. Thank God for Pastor Beatrice and Sister T and Sister Leslie planning to come down. Truly, I need all the help we can get in this area. Amen. God is trying to do something. Not trying to. God is doing some things. God don't try. He does everything he attempts to do. Amen. So we thank God for that. Amen. We're going to continue with this topic, treasure the anointed, or treasure your anointing. We have an anointing. And we have to treasure it with everything that's in us. Amen. Don't get discouraged. This is no time to faint. This is the season to rise up. This is the season to be strong. This is the season to execute. This is the season, amen, to walk in God's favor and his grace. Amen. Because God's favor is surely upon our lives. Amen. Amen. We're going to go to Pastor Beatrice and see if she's able to dismiss us with the word of prayer. Is there any more prayer requests before we get off the line? Everybody, lines are open. I only have six callers on the line. Well, seven with me. Amen. Pastor Beatrice.
Yeah.
Are you able to dismiss us? I want you all to continue. That's what I needed to say. Continue to pray for my sister Danielle that God would expedite and bring her home this year.
Yes, God.
Long, drawn-out process. Pray for my son and my grandchildren. Amen. And pray that God's will be done while I'm in this region. Amen. Pray I need a touch in my body even today. Amen. So, Pastor Beatrice. Ah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Father God, Jesus, Lord God, we just thank and praise you for the word that went forth on today. For you said
faith by hearing
by the word of God. You said now faith is substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. You said we walk by faith and not by sight. We're looking up to the author and the finisher of our faith. Father, we thank you for the woman of God that poured into us. Father God, I truly know that you're going to anoint her head with oil. And
that's
you're
right.
Restore
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Her body. Father, we lift up her household. Father, we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that she can even ask or think according to the power that works through her. As she calls those things as not as though they are. Father God, you said in your word that she can call upon you and you will answer her and show her great and mighty things which she knows not, for greater is he that is in her, and she can do all things through Christ which strengthen her. Father, I pray that you will supply all of her needs according to your riches and glory. For each and every one on this line, oh God, in the name of Jesus, be Jehovah Shalom, be our peace.
Yes,
be Jehovah God. Our sanctifier. Be Jehovah Sikkimu, our righteousness. Be Jehovah Shama, our abiding presence. Be Jehovah Shama. Be Jehovah Rofi. Jehovah Rama. God, meet and
yes, Lord.
God,
yes, Lord.
Healer. God,
oh,
in the name
thing,
of
God.
Jesus, if we can call upon
Jesus.
Your name, and who shall ever call upon your name, you will answer
thank
us. And Father,
God.
I say
hallelujah.
That you will keep us in the secret place of the Most High
hallelujah.
God, because we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord that you are our refuge and our fortress. My God, in you will we trust. Surely you shall deliver us from the snare of the fallen, from the north, passing us to not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the terror by day, nor the strength of the lay waste. A thousand shall fall on our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come nigh unto them. For you shall give your angels charge over us, my God, to keep us in all our ways. They shall
receive it, God. We receive it.
We shall tread upon the lion and the cat and the young dragon, shall we trample under our foot, because
yes,
we have set our love upon you, so we can call upon you and you will answer us and you will deliver us and you will be with us in a time of trouble.
Hallelujah, Lord.
And show us your salvation. We thank you that we continue to be a witness in the earth, oh God, because you said after the Holy Spirit come upon us, we shall receive power to witness, Father
thank
God. Put people in our place, oh God, that we can be a light and that God will remember that we are the light of the world, a city that sitteth on the hill that cannot be hidden and put it on the bushel, but on the candlestick, and then give a light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine that you may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You are the salt of the earth, and if the salt loses taste, where we shall it be salt? Is death good for nothing but to be cast out, tried none to put them in? Lord, let us be the season, let us be the salt
in the
earth, God. And we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, we give you all the praise. Oh, God, bless us. Bless our going in and our coming out this time forth and even forevermore. In Jesus' name, we decree. You said, well, any two or three are gathering your name. Your
oh,
name
glory to God.
Thank God,
you,
and
Jesus.
It will be established in the earth. So we thank you.
That's
for
right.
Home.
That's
we
right.
Thank you for
hallelujah.
Your
hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Glory
hallelujah. To God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Bless you today.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Amen. We've seen somebody else. I don't know if this is Arlene. Sister Arlene. Amen. Amen. We've seen another caller came on, but that's all right. We're going to go on and close it out. I pray that everyone have a blessed day. Again, remember your sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, and we'll see you on tomorrow. Minister Democrat will be ministering the word, I believe, on tomorrow. Amen. I didn't get confirmation, but I just did.
Amen. I confirm it. Amen. We will
okay,
say something.
Well, I didn't check. I didn't
Amen.
Check. Forgive me. Forgive me. I'm always late doing things, but y'all pray that God will have me to get on things a little more expeditiously.
We pray for the
armor
bearers. Hallelujah.
Ah, glory to God, glory to God. We need it, we need it, we need it.
Watch him do it.
Amen. Amen, amen. We're going to close on out. It's working, it's working. William Murphy, that's all I can say. It's working, it's working. That song ministers to my spirit, and I pray that it'll minister to yours also. Let me see somebody just hit the button. God bless you, caller. Amen, area code 917. 9100.
I just say hi.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Arlene from New York.
Hey, how you doing, Sister Arlene? We miss you.
I know, I miss you guys too. I said, let me try to see if I can catch you guys this evening. How are you?
We're doing wonderful. We're doing wonderful. Amen. So good to see y'all. Notice the number. I said, Sister Arlene, when you came up to the top. I knew that was you. Well, God bless you. So good to hear your voice. How everything's going in New York?
Everything is going. It's going. Can't complain. God bless. Thank you.
How's your daughter?
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, so good to hear your voice. Amen. We're glad you were able to tune in. I know you'd be working and what have you. We certainly missed seeing and hearing you on the line. So, God bless you. Amen, amen. Well, we'll see you all on tomorrow. God bless you. Have a beautiful day. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We love you.
For favor, this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. This is my season to reap what I have sown. See, I haven't been perfect, but I've sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got a seed in the ground that He's blessing. No more stressing. I've got a seed in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing. I feel for grace, for favor. It only works when we all do it.
This is my season.
To do what?
To be what I have sown.
Come on, you say. This is my season. For grace. For what else?
For favor.
God is leaning in my direction. So prophesy, I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you ain't no need to say it. You got to say it. Say it.
He's leaning.